Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for tuning in with me. It has been about 2 weeks since I last recorded a podcast. And the reason is, I've been busy. I have been busy in my work, both working with clients, as well as working on myself. That's the beautiful thing. We constantly get to work on ourselves. We get to level up. We get to evolve. We get to go through cycles and seasons. And the last 2 weeks have been a season of up-leveling for me. It's as though I was put in a place to simply be. To be in my practices, from Kundalini yoga, to stretching my meridians, to sound healing and cooking. Getting to play, dance, and weave all of my magic together for myself and others. With that, I couldn't show up everywhere. As I was working on my physical body, I was also grounding myself for what's to come, for the unknown, while staying focused on what's right in front of me. With that said, I want to dive into a conversation about the heart, about love, about letting love in and truly allowing yourself to receive. It's something that I have been working through. And with that, it came up today on my Glow Up community call. And the beautiful thing about this showing up in the Glow Up community is I know that when I have worked through something, it starts to show up on client calls. So join me as we dive into this portal today about the heart chakra, about receiving love, about really letting someone, something, whatever it is you are desiring, into your heart. Let's simply start by taking a deep breath in. And exhale. The heart. Damn. It's a sensitive topic. I know loving others has been rather easy for me over these last few years. I've really been able to drop into a space of unconditional love, whether it be for my family, friends, clients, etc. Even dates. I go out on dates with people maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three or four times. And I have this deep love for them. And the reason I have this love for everyone I come into contact with is that's the frequency I want to live on. I can see how people, humans, can offer me so much. With every person I meet, there's an opportunity to learn, a lesson afforded. And we talked about this a little bit in the Reasons, Seasons, and Lifetimes episode, so be sure to check that out if you haven't. With that, every person offers me lessons and opportunities. And they also offer me the space to look within myself. So I've learned to love unconditionally, to love freely. With that, receiving was a lot harder. Being able to really receive love, being able to really let people in. Sure, on the surface, it seems like I had. I even had myself tricked into thinking my heart was open. Until I started experiencing this pain in the back of my heart. It began by feeling almost like a stabbing in the back of my heart. So I wanted to write it off as, oh, I must have been stabbed in the back in a past life, and oh, so many people have hurt me in this lifetime. But the truth is, our chakras, our energy centers, open in two directions, from the front and from the back. So often we only see the front of the body talked about, when in fact there is so much going on in the back. For years, when I'd get massages, as soon as the practitioner would touch my back, I would leap off the table. At least that's how it felt. I would shake, I'd get uncomfortable, because I had this discomfort with people approaching me from behind. There was a level where I didn't feel safe to be comforted from behind. Now, whether that has to do with this lifetime, something in my childhood, or the fact that I had some shitty relationships in my teen years into adulthood, that I don't know. And quite honestly, that doesn't matter. What matters was I had this awareness that I was feeling physical pain, that I knew when people approached me from behind, I would jump. And there was some level of me that wasn't allowing people in, that wasn't truly opening my heart in all the ways that I could. And the reason is because my heart had been broken many times. And again, all of the reasons and ways that my heart broke, they don't matter. At least not when it comes to opening my heart. I don't need to relive every experience, the ex that died, the ex that got arrested, the friends that abandoned me when my awakening began. Because I've chosen to take radical responsibility for all of those things. For the relationships that I called in. For the friendships that maybe I stayed in much longer than I knew I should. Because trust me, I got many signs to leave friendships, to leave romantic relationships, but I didn't. I chose to suffer. I chose the pain. So now I've chosen to take radical responsibility. Because it's only when we take radical responsibility for our actions that we can truly get to the place that we want to get. And for me at this time in my life, that is in a healthy relationship. I am ready for a healthy romantic partner. I am ready to create a family of my own. And I knew if that wasn't showing up in the way that I really wanted, it's because I wasn't fully taking responsibility. I wasn't truly showing up at the level that I needed to in order to truly call in what I want. Because the thing is, when our heart breaks, we have an opportunity to cower in that brokenness, to stay in a space of fear, or to heal and to open our hearts further. Because what one may see as a broken heart could actually be a heart that was cracked wide open. And that's where my thoughts have shifted to. And that's what we talked today about in the Glow Up community. I have loved before, and I have been loved before. And the love that I've experienced was on the level of openness that my heart was. My heart can only receive the love that it's open to receive. And through heartbreak, I had closed it until I realized that in fact, my heart was never broken. My heart was cracked wide open to love on new levels, to love at new frequencies, to love with new standards. Because we get to evolve. And the love that I received 10 years ago, that was enough for me then. would never fucking feed me now. It would be a fucking famine if I tried to survive on the love that I used to survive on. Because quite honestly, I didn't love myself. So I accepted very little love. Where now, I love myself in such a deep way that it is my responsibility to only allow into my life people who can love me in the ways that I not only need, because I don't necessarily need it, it's more that I desire. Because I have so much love to give. And I seek relationships where I can pour in that love to others and have that reflected back to me. So again, those relationships from 10 years ago where I would be starving for love, those partners simply wouldn't have been able to receive the level that I love at now. So it's interesting to be able to look back as you take radical responsibility. It would have been easy for me to have a longer term relationship with someone from my past who I chose to end a relationship with. It would have been easy. Yet my soul, my heart, my inner knowing always knew there was more. And it's not that those partners weren't good. They simply only could meet me where I was. And I was in a place where I couldn't fully love or see myself. And now that I do, I get to call in a whole man. A balanced man, a whole partner who also loves unconditionally, who also respects and values partnership, and who likely has been through their own trials and tribulations to get to this level of unconditional love and acceptance for themselves and a partner. That's what came up in today's Glow Up community call. This idea that our hearts grow as they break. We ascend to new heights. And with that, we have the ability to call in something so beautiful. There's this tradition, I believe it's in Japan or in China, I can't remember exactly where, but when something's broken, they mend it with gold. If a cup is broken, you mend it with gold. You alchemize it. So if you are listening to this and maybe you've had a broken heart, maybe you're wanting a loving relationship, and you feel like it's impossible, and you feel like maybe you'll be alone forever. Take a moment with me to close your eyes and visualize your heart. Place your hand on your chest. Connect with your heart. Feel it. And from here, I want you to visualize a beautiful gold stream of light pouring down from the highest of heavens into your heart. And as that light pours into your heart, it begins to mend it. Gold light filling every crevice, every crack, the small ones and the big ones. Feel that beautiful golden light, alchemizing your heart, bringing it to this new level and vibration. And as the light continues to fill the spaces, I simply want you to honor yourself. How far you've come. I know if you are tuning into this, you have done some deep excavation work. And I honor you. I honor you for showing up for this human experience, for doing the work that you have done, and for tuning in right now to alchemize your heart, to turn the cracks into gold, to mend the part of you that is ready for more. Go ahead and take a deep breath in, solidifying this feeling. And exhale. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Thank you for taking radical responsibility for your life. As you do that, you create a vibration for others to do the same. If you want to dive deeper into some heart healing, join me for the heart chakra upgrade this Thursday. The recording will also be available inside of Glow Up Your Chakras. And if you want to work with me weekly inside of the Glow Up community, send me a DM that says Glow Up, and I will get you on the wait list for when it opens next. If you're looking for some deeper one-on-one work, send me a message. Let me know. I'll be opening up some spaces for one-on-one coaching for the spring. And as always, I've got free content on Instagram as well as through my website, laurencourtneyheals.com. I am here for you. I am happy to support you. You do not have to do it all alone. I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.